Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, good morning. John Hines with you. We are learning some things here about athletes, I guess, in general. And I'm joined by a special guest. Kerry Bates is the guest, three-time Olympic gold medalist herself. She is currently the outreach manager for Hazelden Betty Ford, and with a great career in the treatment field going back some 8 years. Kerry, good morning, first of all. Thank you so much for being on with me this morning here on WCCO and for speaking frankly about so many things.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me.
And let's talk about this. You know, we just recently saw Naomi Osaka light the Olympic flame. This came just shortly after she withdrew from some inner battles she was having with depression. We heard about Grayson Murray withdrawing from the 3M Open, and he went on a Twitter rant afterwards saying he was an alcoholic. Two examples of some of the pressures of being an athlete at the high level, highest level in these cases. How is it that they feel these pressures? Do they put it on themselves, or is it from families, coaches? Where does that pressure come from, Kerry?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the pressures come from both external and internal, frankly. I mean, I know that for me as an athlete, it came from both places. But I think some of the perceptions that we feel internally aren't necessarily coming from the outside. They're from the inside. You know, we become so defined, and our perception of success is so skewed to being just about the sport and winning that everything else in our life seems to fall away, and everything starts to rely on the ability to win. That's when we find ourselves getting into some trouble.
Do you think that trouble becomes greater after you have, in fact, won? You're a three-time gold medal swimmer. When you win once, it's like, oh boy, I can't let down now. I've got to just keep it up. We saw this with Simone Biles and some of the pressure she was talking about.
I absolutely do think that the more success we accumulate, the higher the stakes and the more pressure is there. I know for me personally, after I was done with competitive athletics and after the lights went off and the swimming, the winning, the competition, the newspaper, the media, after all of that goes away, there's this very still quiet that most athletes are not used to dealing with. You know, all that serotonin rushes, the high highs of sports, but there's also a lot of low lows in sports. But you take all of those away, and you're kind of left with life, a life that you're not really sure how to navigate without tools.
Do you think some of this is intensified because there aren't any huge crowds at the Summer Games in Tokyo? They've banned so many of the crowds. Would it be better to have a crowd there cheering you on, Kerry? Or would it be better just to let me do this on my own here?
I think the crowd situation is so much fun. It's so encouraging, and it just really can light these places on fire. But at the same time, I think the pressures and the mounting pressure of performance is there regardless of if the crowd is there or not. So I do think that it adds a whole nother element to the Olympics to be able to perform, certainly with your friends and family, just your friends and family being there. I mean, not having that for some people can be very detrimental. You know, we've heard this morning already that Simone Biles, you know, has stepped out of the team competition, and there's purely speculation at this point of what the reasoning is. And if it is in fact mental health, we all need to step back and applaud her for her courage and grace to take care of herself and say enough is enough.
Carrie Bates is my guest. She's an outreach manager for Hazel and Betty Ford. Also, she is a three-time Olympic gold medal swimmer. I imagine you probably put greater weight on being that outreach manager for Hazel and Betty Ford when you look back at your past career as a swimmer. You've got quite a career in the treatment field that dates back some 8 years. Can I ask, do mental health and substance use, do they often dovetail? I mean, is this what you see in your experiences at Hazel and Betty Ford?
Yes, most often people that do have substance use disorder will also have some co-occurring mental health co-occurring condition, and that can be, you know, anxiety, general depression. I mean, the list is somewhat endless. And I know for me, with my own substance use problem and having to get sober myself, I can tell you my sobriety and the gift that I get to do every day and help people find treatment is truly my greatest accomplishment in my life. Far, far brighter and far better than being an Olympic champion is my own sobriety and the gift that I get to do every day.
I knew that would be the answer, but I had to ask that question, Carrie. I am so impressed with the ability to overcome, to reach beyond. So thinking about all of this and thinking about these athletes, when things go bad, whether it's in Naomi Osaka's case where she just was tired of facing the glare of the television lights with post-match interviews, or with Grayson Murray struggling himself with the idea of golf and, you know, being an elite athlete. Are we pushing too hard to have people strive for excellence, or is that okay?
I'm not sure if we're pushing too hard for excellence or if we're not providing enough structure and tools for athletes to know how to handle and manage not only the pressures of performance, but also life after performance. I think that we need to do a better job starting with kids at a younger age, really working with them about who they are as people rather than what they do as an athlete. They are two separate things. Our value as individuals, we are human beings, not human doings. So our value as an individual really matters, especially as we gain more success as athletes. I think we need to do better at providing tools for athletes at a younger age to let them know you're okay with or without sport. And if you do start to struggle, these are the tools we're going to put into place for you to help you.
So many of these people, so many of these athletes are not fully developed mentally. I mean, many of them teenagers at best or younger than that. So it will become something interesting for all of us to watch, especially as someone like Simone Biles wears that label of being the greatest of all time. Carrie, thank you so much for the conversation. I hope we trigger something. I love that line about human beings, not human doings. And I will remember that line for quite some time to come. Thanks for visiting with me this morning here on WCCO.
Thank you for having me.
Take care. It's 828, News Talk 830, WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.